Staff is Daf Yud Beis. It's a very hard Daf, just to understand what's going on, different things about the Rikios and the Sviros. So we'll do the best we can. So we got to around eight lines down from the top on Yud Beis Amar Aleph. The Gemara says, Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, Adam Harishon Misofa Olam Vad Sofa Haya. He was from the one end of the world to the other end of the world. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Limin Hayom Asher Bar Elokim Adam Al Haaretz Ulmik Teshmaim Ad Teshmaim, from one end to the other end. And Kevin Shesarachin Sarach, since he did an avera, Heniach Hakadosh Baruch Hu Yado Alav, he placed his hand on top of him. Umiatuin had squashed him. Shenemar, the Pasuk says, Vasashes Alai Chapecha. So the Gemara says, so Ihachi Kasha Kra Hadadi. There's a Kasha, because this Pasuk speaks about how Adam Rishon was from one end to the other end. And the pasuk we saw the other day, yesterday, last night, we saw Min Haaretz Ad Lerkiyo. He's from top to bottom. So was it left to right, to east to west, or top to bottom? So the Gemara says it's not a problem. Idi vidi chad shiru. It's all one and the same. It's all the same thing. Okay. So then the Gemara says, Amar Yehuda Marav Asara Dvarim Nivru B'Yom Rishon. There are 10 things created on the first day of creation. Ve'iluhein. They are as follows: Shemayim, Varet, Tohu, Vohu, Or V'choshech, Ruach, Maim, Midas Hayom, or Midas Laila, which Rashi tells us refers to the 24 hours between the night and daytime. So all 10 things were created on the first day. The Gemara is going to go one by one. First, Shemayim V'aretz, those two. Dichsiv, Reishis, Bar Elokim, Esa, Shemayim V'aretz. That's the first thing he created. Tova Vohu, Dichsiv, V'aretz, Esa, V'Vohu. Or V'choshech, Choshech, Dichsiv, V'choshech, Apnei Tom. Or Dichsiv, Vayom Elokim, Yihi Or. Ruachumayim dichsiv ruach lokim rachavas al pnei mayim, and the midas hayo midas alayla dichsiv vayir vayivoker yomecha. This is the first few psukim of Parshas Bereishis, which includes all these 10 creations on Yom HaRishon. So the other Gemara says Tana. The Bryce explains that Tohu. What is Tohu? It's a kav yarok. It's a green line she makif es kol olam kulo, that surrounds the entire world. Shemimenu yotza choshech. From this Tohu, which we interpret literally as chaos, the choshech, the darkness, comes out of this green orbit around the world. Shenemar, the pasuk says, Yoshes choshech sisro svivosov. So that the choshech came from that which goes around it. So we're saying Tohu goes around the world, and the choshech came out from this svivosov. Bohu, what's bohu? Elu avanim hamulpamos mishukaos b'tohom. It's these moist rocks that are implanted into the tohom, into the depths of the shemayim. Shemehem yotzen mayim. From them the water comes out. Shenema, as the pasuk says, v'nota aleh kav. They made a line toe. The toe is that kav we spoke of. Va'avne bo, and bo were these rocks. In shemayim. In the orbit. I don't know exactly where it is, but it doesn't seem to be in the world. It's somewhere in shemayim, rakia. So then the Gemara says, is it really true that Or B'Yom HaRishon Ibru, was it really created on day one? V'haksiv, but doesn't the Pasuk tell us later on in Bereishis, V'yitin Osam Elokim B'rakiya Shemayim, he placed the different Ma'oros, the sun and the moon and the stars in the Shemayim, uksiv, then it's written at the end of the Parsha there, V'yihir V'yivoker B'boker Yom Revi. So it was on the fourth day that he created the Or, the Ma'oros. So the Gemara explains, Kidi Rabbi Elazar, Dam Rabbi Elazar, Or Shebara Kadosh Baruch Hu B'Yom Rishon Adam Tzofa Bo Misof Olam Vad Tzofa. The light that Hashem initially made in Yom Rishon, man would be able to see from one end of the world to the other end of the world. There was such clarity in the world, physically and spiritually, it seems. Kevin Shinistaka Kadosh Baruch Hu B'dor HaMabul, but then he looked ahead and saw what the Dor HaMabul will be. U'B'dor HaFlaga, V'ra Shemaseim Mekukolim, he saw that their ways are going to be bad. Amad V'Gonzo Mehen, he took this special light by Yom Rishon and he hid it. Shenemar, as it says, Vayimna, he refused it, he held it back, Merishayim, Oram, that light he held back from them, Ulami Ganzo, Lumi, for who is it for? Ganzo le Tzadikim Lasalavo. He hid it, it was hidden away for the Tzadikim. There were Aganos from Yom HaRishon. Shenemar, as it says, Vayar al Kim Asaor Kitov, he saw that the light was good. Vein Tov Ela Tzadik, it means a Tzadik, that the Tov, the Or, was reserved for the Tov, for the Tzadik. Shenemar, it says, Amru Tzadik Kitov, the Tzadik says that they said that the Tzadik is good. So Kevan Shera or Sheganzu the Tzadikim, once HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw that he hid this light for the Tzadikim, Sameach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu became very happy. Shenemar, it says, Or Tzadikim Yismach, he rejoiced over that or that had been reserved for the Tzadikim. Okay. Then the Gemara says, "Ketanai." It's really machlokes when the or was created. Or shebara kadosh baruch hu biyom rishon adam tzofu mabit bo misofa olam vat tzofu divrei Rabbi Yaakov, that he thinks the or was created biyom rishon, but the chachamim omrim hein ma'or shenivru biyom rishon v'lo nitla ad yom revi. It's really one of the same. They were really created on day one, but they were hanging and they weren't affecting until yom revi. Then a kadosh baruch hu, if you will, turn the lights on and they started working in yom revi. That's chachamim shita. So Gemara now says, Amar Rav Zutra bar Tuvio, Amar Rav be'asara dvarim nivra olam. The world was created with 10 different midos. Bechachma, betfuna, chachma Rashi tells us it means yodeh mashalama. The person knows what he learned. He has a memory. Tvuna Rashi says is shehu mevin davar chadash mipupul chachmaso. By learning the chachma, he's able to derive something new. Bedas is the third thing. Rashi says yishuv, which is, I guess, just, how do they define it there? Just,
wisdom, insight, and understanding.
That's a yishuv, just a yishuv das, just a settled under settled mind. Ubekoach, which means strength, and begara, which means to reprimand. Ubegvur, which is also some type of strength. Rashi says, koach is koach hazroa, the strength of the arm and the physical strength. And gvur, Rashi says, gvur salev, emotional, mental strength. Ubetzedek, with tzidkus, mishpat, judgment, bechesed uverachamim. So these are the 10 things. Of course, they relate to the Esser spheres as well. They all line up as for that. So how do we see that these 10 things were used in order to create the world? So bechachma v'tfuna, dechsev, the pasuk says, Hashem bechachma yasad, with chachma he yasad art, he created, he founded the land. Konein shemaim v'tfuna, and he established the shemaim with his tfuna. Bedas, he used das dechsev, bedaito, tomos nivko, with his das he created the tomos, the depths, he opened up the depths. Bekoach u'gvura, strength of the mind and strength of the arm, dechsev mechin harim bekocho, he prepared it with his koach, nezer begvura, and he had further strengthened it with his gvura. Begara, by reprimanding it, dechsev amude shemaim yirofofu, that the pillars of shemaim began to soften, vayismuhu migaraso, and then they stopped from being screamed at by Yagaraso, from the reprimanded by Hashem. B'tzedek u'mishpat, dechsev tzedek u'mishpat mechon kisecha. With tzedek u'mishpat, he prepared his throne. The throne of the olam is referred to as his kisei. B'chesed v'rachamim, dechsev zechor rachamecha Hashem. Hashem, remember rachamecha, remember your rachamim, v'chasedecha, and your chesed ki me'olam hema, because they were with, they created the world. So these are the sources of the 10 different midos that HaKadosh Baruch Hu used to create the world. Then the Gemara says, Amar Yehuda, Amar Rav, B'shah, Shebar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Sa'olam Hayamarchiv, V'holich, Kishay Pakiel, Shel Shesi. So when he created the world, they started to get bigger and bigger and expand, like two balls of yarn. And Ad Shegar Bar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, until Hashem screamed at this creation of his, V'hemido, and he told it to stop. Shinemar, it says, Amude Shemaim Yurofofu Vaisamu Migaraso, that they started to, Yurofu means soften, but maybe also means to expand, I guess, here. And it began to expand until Kadosh Baruch Hu was Gara, until he screamed at them. Vahainu Dama Reish Lakish, that's Reish Lakish says, my dechsev, what does the pasuk mean when it says, Ani Kel Shakai, I am the God Shakai, what's the two names of Hashem? Ani Hu Shemarti Liolam Dai, I am the one who said, Dai, that's enough, no more expanding, stop right there. So Amar Reish Lakish B'sha Shebara Kadosh Baruch Hu Hayam, when he created the water, Hayam Marchiv V'Holech Ad Sheh, it started to expand very, very much. Ad Sheh Gar Bar Kadosh Baruch Hu V'Yavshu, until Kadosh Baruch Hu reprimanded the water and it dried up. Shenamar, it says, Goer Bayam, he screamed at the water, V'Yavashayu, it dried up, V'Cha Naros Hechriv, and all the rivers were destroyed. Gemara now has a machlokas between Hillel Beis Shammai, Tanu Rabbanan, Beis Shammai Omrim, Shemaim Nivru Tchila. Beis Shammai thinks Shemaim was created first, and then only afterwards, Achar Kach Nivras Haaretz. How does he know? Shemar, it says the first pasuk in the Torah. Bereish is Bar Elokim Es Shemaim, Ves Haaretz, Shemaim came first. Ubeis Hillel Omrim, Eretz Nivras Tchila, Vachar Kach Shemaim. First it was the land. How does he know? Shemar, the pasuk says, Bayom Asos Hashem Elokim Eretz V'Shemaim. It first says land, and then Shemaim in the pasuk here. So Amrul Hem Beis Hillel Beis Shammai, the Divreichem, according to you, Beis Shammai, Adam bone aliyah v'acharkach bone bayis. Would a person first build the second floor prior to building the first floor? Shenemar habone b'shemayim me'al elsov, that the shemayim is supposed to be the attic, and v'agudasal eretz yisad, and then the land is the foundation. So why would you build the shemayim first? Why would you build the attic before building the floor, the main floor? So for that reason, Beis Hillel says that really Aretz, the ground floor is built first, and then only afterwards the Aliyah was built. To which Amru Lehem Beis Shammai, the Beis Hillel, he responds back to Beis Hillel, the Divreichem, according to you, Beis Hillel, Adam Osa Shar Shifraf Vacharkach and Osa Kise, does a person first make the footstool, footstep, footrest, and then make the throne afterwards? No, you first make the throne, which is the Shemaim, is the throne, and then only afterwards you put the footrest, you build the footrest of the world. Shenemar, as it says, Ko Amar Hashem Hashemaim Kisi, Hashem says the Shemaim is my throne, the Aret Hadom Ragli, and the land is a place for my feet to go. So first you build the Shemaim, the Kisei, and then only afterwards do you build the Hadom Ragli, the Aretz. The Chacham Omrim knows Zev Zev Ka'achas Nivru, they are both created at the same time. Shenemar, as it says, Af Yudi, you saw the Aretz, my hands founded the land, the meaning in my right hand, Tivcha Shemayim, that had put together the Shemayim. Korani Alehem, I called both of them, Shemayim Varetz, Yamdu Yachtav, to stand at the very same moment, Bivas Achat. So that's the Elu Ve'elu Divrei Elokim Chayim. V'idach Mayachtav, according to Beis Hillel by Shammai, who says, no, it was actually, there was a Seder here, so Mayachtav, what do they do with Yachtav? Delo Mishtalfi Mahadadi, they shouldn't really, mix with each other, shouldn't confuse each other. How do they define that in English?
Slip away
from each other. Okay, they should be working in tandem. So kasha kradade. So in the end of the day, there's a kasha in the pesukim. One pasuk says Shemayim was first. The other pasuk says the Aretz was first. Well, how do you deal with the pesukim? So Amar Reish Lakish kishenivru, when the world was created, bara Shemayim v'acharkach bara Aretz. That was initially, they created this concept of Shemayim, and Hashem created the concept of the land. Uchshenata, when he started to place it into the universe, nata aretz v'chagach nata shemayim. First, he took the aretz, which was created second, but he first put that into the universe, and then he put the shemayim on afterwards. Okay, so the Gemara says, "My shemayim." What does the word shemayim mean? So, Am Rabbi Yosi Bar Chanina shesham mayim, that they placed water in the shemayim. There's water above the shemayim. There's mayim there in the shemayim. Bimasni satana, no, a shemayim, that it's a shemayim is a combination of fire and water together. Malamed shevina kadosh baruch hu, kadosh baruch hu brought fire, he brought water, and tarfun zebezeh, he mixed them together, v'asim hem rakia, and with that created the rakia, he created the shemayim. So this machlok is what the word shemayim means. Does it come from mayim, or does it come from the combination of esh and mayim? So Gemara now says in the bottom, the last three lines, shal rebi yishmal es rebi akiva, kishrei malcha in bederech, when they're walking along the way one time, Amr Leis, so Rabbi Yishmael asks Rabbi Akiva, Ata sheshimashte es hanachem ish gamzu, chav beishana, you, Rabbi Akiva, who had served and had done shimash with Nachum ish gamzu, we know the stories in Tainus, we learn that together, all the various miracles that he did, you served for him 22 years. Shayat dorish kol esen shebetorah, when he would darshan all the esim, every time the word es appears, what does he do? Es hashemayim ves haaretz ma haya dorish ben. What would he do with the words es hashemayim ves haaretz? So Amar Leih, Rabbi Kiva responds back to Rabbi Yishmael. Ilu ne'amar shemayim haaretz had said the words, had you removed the word es from the pasuk, Hayisi Omer, I would have said shemayim shemosha hakadosh baruch hu. I would say breishis baruchim shemayim haaretz. You would think his name is Elkim shemayim haaretz. That's his name. So that's why you need Achshav Shenemar Es Hashemayim Ves Aretz. Now that the word Es separates from the word Elohim, the name Elohim, that tells us Shemayim Shemayim Mamish and Eretz Eretz Mamish. He created the world and he created the Shemayim not to make any drushes on the Es, just to avoid thinking that the word Shemayim Aretz is actually the name of Hashem. So then the Gemara says on the top of Yud Beis, I'm in Beis now, Es Aretz Lamali. So then, once you have Es Shemayim, that's really enough. Why do you have to have Es Aretz then? Once you have Es Shemayim, that separates it from Elohim. So Es Aretz Lamali, Lahaktim Shemayim Laretz. So what does that mean? So Rashi explains on the top here, Lahaktim Shemayim Laretz, Diloktiv Es, had it not said Es Aretz, Havamin, I would have thought Ka'achas Nivru, they were created together. We'd read Bereshish, Bar Elohim, Es Shemayim Laretz, they were created Beyachtav, like the Shittas Chachamim. But you can't say them together. So it says Shemayim Varetz, but Yenachanami, they were created Liachtav, together. So it says the word Es Haaretz, so no, Haaretz was created separately after Shemayim was created. That's what you learn from the word Es Shemayim, the Es Haaretz. So I think Mar wants to darshan another pasuk in Bereshis, the other part of the pasuk, Va'aretz Hayasaso Vavo, the world was chaotic, Michte. B'Shemayim Aschil, Bereshah, Maishna the Kachash of Maisa Aretz. So I don't understand. First we say, Bereishis Bara Elokim Es HaShemayim, the Aretz, rather Shemayim was created first, but then we start describing how the land was created. Shouldn't we first describe how the Shemayim is? So the Gemara says, Tana Debe Rabbi Shmuel, Mashal Amalach Basav Adam. There's a mashal we can learn. We can learn from this mashal. Shamar Lavadav, the king says to his servants, Hishkimu Lepischei, come, I want you to wake up in the morning, meet me in my entrance of the palace first thing in the morning. Hishkimu Matan Nashim Vanashim. He finds that they're both men and women that are there. Lemi Mishabeach, who is he going to praise that woke up early? Lemi She'ein Darchel Lahashkim Vahishkim, the one who is not normal for them, it's not regular for them to wake up early, he's going to praise. So namely the women who don't wake up early, the fact that they showed up early, he was very, very impressed with what they did. So here too as well, Shemayim V'aretz. So Aretz wasn't the first one. Shemayim was the first thing that was created. But he was very excited that the Aretz really came first. What does it mean the Aretz came first? It was Hishkim Lepischei Shel Melech Basav Adam. So look at Rashi, where Rashi writes, L'mishein Darchel Lahashkim V'Hishkim. You're going to praise the one whose nature is not to wake up early, yet woke up early. Hachanami, here too as well. The Kral the Shemaim Tchila. Hashem first referred to the Pasuk in Shemaim. Havli Aretz ain't Darchel Hashkim. So the Aretz is the word that is not the first to appear in the Pasuk. The old, Shekom Maaseh Aretz Misunim Umay Shemaim B'Mehiris. The entire creation of the world, the land, was delayed over the course of 6 days. Shemaim is created in one minute, in 1 second. So we see that the nature of Aretz is to be delayed. So they wanted to explain it first. So I'm not really sure how this connects to the Pesukim. There's something much deeper probably going on here than I could understand. But again, since Eretz was created last, and it was delayed, but yet it wanted to be spoken of first, so they started to describe the Eretz first. But again, I really don't fully appreciate what the Gemara is telling us here. Okay. Gemara now says, Tanya Rabbi Yossi Omer, Oy lehem lebriol shiros v'neyodis maro. So woe to the people, the humans, who see things, but they don't even know what they see. Omdos v'neyodis amahin omdos. They're standing on the world that they don't even know what they're standing on. So, ha'aretz al ma'omedis. What is the land standing on? What's holding up the world? Omedis al ha'amudim. It's standing on pillars. Shenemar, the Pasuk says, ha'margiz eretz mimkomo, the person moves the land from its place, v'amudel yisfaltun, that the pillars, how do they define yisfaltun there? How do they define that?
The earth from its place and pillars tremble.
The pillars will begin to tremble. So we see below the land, if you move the land, there are pillars holding it up. Amudim al hamayim, and the pillars are now being held by water. Shenemar, as it says, l'roka ha'aretz al hamayim, the land is on mayim. And Maim al-Harim, and the waters land, is standing on top of mountains below all this. Shenem Mars, it says, al-Harim yamdu Mayim. The mountains are, the waters on top of mountains. And then Harim Ruach, and the mountains are being held by wind. Shenem Mars, it says, Kine yotze Harim u'bore Ruach. The one who creates mountains creates wind. And Ruach is being held b'sara, by a storm. Shenem Mars, Ruach Sara osa dvaro. And the Sarah, the storm is being held tluya b'zroah shekadosh baruch hu, by the arm of Hashem. Shenemar, as it says, mitachas zroah se'olam, from below the arms he's holding of the world. So they don't even know what they're standing on. I don't know what this means exactly, that there's the land, and then there's mayim, and then there's harim, and there's ruach, and there's Sarah. Something much deeper going on here as well. Yeah, so that's in terms of midos, keeping the world running. But in terms of what's going on in a deeper sense of all the various spheros and rakia, that's what the Gemara is talking about here. What it means, though, is way beyond my comprehension. Okay, Gemara now says, Amr Yehuda Shnei Rakim Hain. There are two rakias. Shenemar, the Pasuk says, Hain Lashem Lokecha, Hashemayim Vishmeshmayim. There's the sky, and then there's the sky of the sky. So there are two of them. Huh? Did I? Oh, sorry. I skip that. Chum Omrim, Ayud Beis Amud Mamar. There are 12 pillars. Shenemar, it says, Yatzav Gvulos Amim, Lemispar B'nei Yisrael. That Yitzav, Nitzavim, Lashon Nitzavim, that which is holding up the world, it's the number of B'nei Yisrael, the Shvatim. So there are 12 of them. Yesh Omrim, others say, Shiva Amudim, there are 7 pillars. Shenemar, Chatzva Amudea Shiva. So based on that passage, there are 7 pillars. Rabbi Eliezer ben Shemua Omer al Amud Echad v'tzad is one. V'tzadik Shemo, it's called, that one pillar is called Tzadik Shemo Ne'amar Shenemar v'tzadik Yisod Olam. He is the foundation, he's the pillar holding up the entire world. Now the Gemara says, Amri Yehuda Shnei Rekim Hain. There are really two skies. Shenemar Hain Lashem Lokecha Hashemayim U'Shmei Hashemayim. Reish Lakish Amar Shiva. There are actually 7 Rekios. Ve'ilu Hain Vilon, which is a curtain. Rekia is the second one. Shchakim, the third one, Zvul, Ma'on, Machon, Arvos, those are seven different Rikios. So Gemara says now, Vilon ain't a mishamish klum. The curtain is really not used for much. Ella, the one purpose of the Vilon is Nichnas Shachris Vyotze Arvis. It gets removed when the sun comes up so the sun can be seen in the morning, and it comes out to cover at nighttime. Umechadesh Bechol Yom, Ma'aseh Bereishis. Each morning it renews the Ma'aseh Bereishis. Shenemar Hanotek Kedok, when you pull the dok, that little thin curtain, Shemaim V'yemas Mitzchaim Ka'ol L'Shevis. So that's the Vilon. It's there to cover the sky at night and to expose it in Shachris. Rikia, which is the second Rikia, Shebo Chama Ulvana Kochavim Mazalos Kfuim, that's the area of the universe where there's the sun and then there's a moon and the stars and the various Mazalos. Shenemar, as it says, V'yitin Osam Elkim B'Rakia Shemaim, he placed the various Maoros, these lights, in the Rakia. And then the third Rikia is called Shchakim. Shebo Rechaim Omdos are these mills that are placed in the Shchakim. V'tochnos man l'tzadikim, and it grinds man for the tzadikim. Shenem, as it says, V'yitzav Shchakim mima'al, from above. V'dalse Shemaim, and the doors of Shemaim, Pasach opens. V'yam t'alei man l'echel, and it lets down the man to be eaten. Zvul, which is the fourth Rikia, Shebo Yushalayim, the Yushalayim, the base of Mikdash is there. Mizbech Banoi, and there's a built Mizbech there as well. Michal Hasar Gadol, Michal there's Omeidu Makiv Alav Karbon. He's there bringing, he's serving as the Kohen, bringing all the Karbanos. Shenemar, it says, Bana Banisi Beis Zvul Lecha, Michal Neshiftecha Olamim. It's referring to, he built a house of Beis Olamim, that's in the area of Zvul, that's where the Beis HaMikdash Shalmala is situated. Minal Ndikre Shemaim, how do I know Zvul is referring to Shemaim? Maybe you're somewhere else. Dechse, the Pasuk says, HaBeit B'Shemaim Urei, look into Shemaim and you'll see Mizvul Kotshecha V'Tzfartechas. We see that Shemaim is referred to Zvul. That's the fourth layer of the Rakia. The fifth layer is called the Ma'on, the abode. Shebo Kisel Shel Malachi Asharis, where the Malachi Asharis are there. She'omros Shira Belayla, they sing at night. V'Chashash Bayom, but they're quiet in day. Mipnei Kfodon Shel Yisrael, so we allow the Yidden to sing songs during the day. Shenemar, that says, Yoma Mitzava Hashem Chazdo, U'Belayla Shira Imo. That during the day Hashem commands his chesed, I guess it's a reference somehow to Klal Yisrael. Rashi says here, he commands them to be quiet in order to give chesed to the tzaddikim so they could sing down here. But at night and balayla, shira ima, imi, he sings with me. Ikadami. Others use this pasuk differently to teach me Amri Shlakish, Kol Haosik Batorah Baolm Haza. Anyone who learns in this world, Shudoma Lalila, it's similar to the night, this world's Lila. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moshe Chalav Chut Shechesed, HaKadosh Baruch Hu draws from him a strand of Chesed, Liolm Haba, Shudoma Liom, which is compared to the daytime. Shinemar, it says, Yoma Mitzvah Hashem Chazdo, U Belayla Shir Imo. Because he sang at nighttime, he learned Belayla, which is Olam Haza, he's going to get Chesed Bayom, which is a reference to Olam Haba. Amar of Rabbi Levi called posek midivrei Torah, vosek midivrei Sicha. A person who stops learning and gets involved in just mundane conversations, machil and also gachle resamim. We going to feed him hot coals. How do you know that? Shenemar, the pasuk tells us that hakotvin mi luach, those who cut off from the luach, which I think is a reference to the luchos, probably in learning Torah. So alei siach, because he's involved in sicha, sichas chulim, v'sharish resamim lachmam, his bread is going to be resamim, these hot coals. Uminal and dikrei shemaim, how do you know that this word ma'on is called the shemaim? It's the fifth rakia. Shenemar, it says hashkifa mimon kadrecha min hashemaim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu peers out from that ma'on, from above, that abode in shemaim. And then, this is now the sixth Rikia, Machon Shebo, what's in the Machon? Shebo, Otos, Shelag, Votos, Barad, Valias, Talam, Raim, Valias, Agalim. It's an area where the snow and the hail and the bad dew. What's Alias Agalim, they say?
Full of beads of water.
Beads of water?
An attic full of beads.
An attic of beads of water. The Chadar Shel Sofa, there's a room called Sofa Visara.
That would be the rain.
What? That would be rain, I think, yeah, rain. Exactly. The snow, the rain, the hail, and there's this room called Shel Sofa, Visara, a room called the end and called the storm, Umara Shel Kitor, and there's a cave of smoke, the Dalsem Esh, made up of doors of fire. That's when the sixth Rekiah. Shenamar, as it says, Yiftach Hashem Lachas El Tzara, Kadosh Baruch Hu opens up his Otzer Atov, all the good stuff. So Gemara says, Hani berakia isnayo, hani ba'ara isnayo. These things aren't in the rakia, the sixth rakia, very high up. They're in this world. Dichsiva, halu as Hashem min haaretz, taninim v'chol tomos, eishuvar adshag v'kita ruach sarah osadvaro. We say how the pasuk begins min haaretz. So all these things just mentioned are actually found in the land. So what's pshat? So Amar Yehud, Amar Rav, David, Bike, Shalem, Rachmim, Faridim Laretz. Initially, they were created in the Shemaim, way up high in the Machon. But David asked that they be brought down to this world. Why? Amar Lefanav, he said to Hashem, Ribon HaShalom, Lo Kel Chafet Rasha, you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you don't want any Rasha. Atalo Yagurcha, B'Megurcha Ra, you shouldn't live with these evil things around you. Tzadik Ata Hashem, Lo Yagur B'Megurcha Ra. So these things which the Talim Raim, these bad dews, and the water, and the snow, and the hail, all these things which are considered Ra, shouldn't be up there with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, this conversation sounds like a fascinating conversation. Again, I don't know what to do with this. Uminol and Dikre Shemayim, how do you know that Machon is called Shemayim? Dechsiv, as it says, V'ata Tishma Shemayim, Machon Shiftechav. So that's the source that Machon is referring to, the sixth Rekia. Now I'm moving on to the seventh Rekia, the Arvos, Shabot Tzadik U'Mishpat Staka, Ginzei Chaim, V'Ginzei Shalom, V'Ginzei Bracha, V'Nishmasan Shal Tzadikim. A lot of wonderful things are on the seventh Rekia. Again, judgment and tzidkus and the place of hidden life and hidden peace and hidden bracha, Nishmasan Shal Tzadikim, V'Ruchos, V'Nishamos, Sh'asid Lihibaros, all the future Nishamos that are going to be created, V'Tal Sh'asid Kadosh Baruch Hu L'Hachayos B'Mesim, the Tal that's going to come down and bring back the dead. All those are up in this special place called Aravos. So now the Gemara wants to know, how do you know each of these things are contained in this last Rekia? So Tzedek U'Mishpat Dichsiv, Tzedek U'Mishpat Mechon Kisecha. So that's in the Mechon Kisecha. How do you know that's considered Aravos? That's Mechon. That's in Rekia. So look at Rashi. Say Rashi Mechon Kisecha Vakisei Baravosu Kinmasik Lekama. We'll see later on how we know it's the Kisei is actually Mechon Kisecha. The Kisei is in the Aravos. The focus isn't on the word Mechon. It's on Kisecha. Tzedaka Dichsiv Vayubash Tzedaka Kisharin. That you're going to wear tzedakah like sharon. What does that mean? So Rashi says, like a what? Like a armor. Okay. Ginzei chayim dechsev kiyamcha mekor chayim. Beginzei shalom dechsev vayikula Hashem shalom. Beginzei bracha dechsev yisa bracha meis Hashem. Nishmasan shatzadikim dechsev ayisa nefesh adoni tzura betzura chayim es Hashem alkecha. And ruchos v'neshamal she'asin libaros dechsev ki ruach Milfnei Yatov, v'nishvashamos ani asisi, v'tal shasad HaKadosh Baruch Hu liyachayos b'meisim, d'chsev, geshem nidvos tanif elkim nachlasecha, v'nila ata kunanta shamof, fine. So that's the end of the pasuk, or shamof hanum v'srafim, I think also that's not part of the pasuk, I don't think. Let me just double check this. Okay, this is a separate point, okay. And Shama Fanim Visrafim Vikhaisa Kovdish Malakh Sharis Vikisa Kavod Melkel Chai Ramvanisa Shochin Aleam Baravos. So all these things are all in Aravos. Shinemar it says Sulo Solu Larochev Baravos Bika Shimo. So all these different things are found in this seventh Rakia. Then the Gemara says, Uksiv Hasam, it's written there. Are we in the right place right now? Sorry, one second here. Munal Dikur Shemayim. How do you know that this place, Aravos, is called Shemayim? Asya Rechiva Rechiva. Ksiv Hacha Solul Roche Baravos. Uksiv Hasan Rochev Shemayim Bezrecha. So that we have this Gzer Shava, that Roche Roche, that Aravos is called Shemayim. And all the aforementioned things are all found in this Rekia of Aravos. Then the Gemara says, "V'choshech v'onen v'rafel makifin." So the darkness, the clouds, the ruffles, or the other the thicker type of cloud, are all surrounding it. Well, I guess they're surrounding this Aravos place. Shenamar, it says, "Yoshes choshech sisro svivosav sukal." So surrounding this Aravos, and cheshchas ma'im ave shchakim. So this darkness is all around, and the ave shchakim is referring to the clouds surrounds all these different rakios. So then the Gemara says, wait a second, does that mean that there's darkness up in Shemayim? Umi ika chashucha kam ishmai, is there darkness in front of Hashem? V'aksiv, the pasuk says, Hu amikasa umistarta yadama b'chashocha. He knows what's in the darkness. V'nuhura ameshari. And then it's all clear and it's all light to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So there's no darkness to Hashem. So answers the Gemara. We'll stop here. Lokashia ha bebate gave ha bebate bari. One's referring to inside. Inside the inner parts of Hashem, whatever that means exactly, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees everything clearly. But on the outside, in the chitonium, there is darkness. Maybe we should go down a few lines, actually. Let's go down like six lines to the Tanya. So Amar Rav Acha Bar Yaakov Od Rakia Echad Yesh Lamala Mirashir HaChayos. There's actually an eighth Rakia, which is above all these various Malachim. The Chsiv, the Pasuk says, Udmus Al Rashay HaChaya Rakia Kein HaKerach HaNora. There's this image above the Chaya, which is some Rakia, which is like this amazing cold, ice. As it says, Ad Kan Yesh Chav Rishus L'daber. Up until this point, you could speak, but Mikan Veilech, above this point, then Ein Lecha Rishus L'daber. You can't discuss this other Rakia that's above the Chayos. Shekein Kasa B'Sefer Ben Sira. It's written in the Sefer Ben Sira, B'Mufla Mimchal Tidrosh. That which is greater than you, don't seek out, don't inquire. That which is hidden from you, atachkor, don't investigate. V'masher shisa his bone, and that which is permitted to you, you could understand. Bein lecha esek ministaros, but you shouldn't be involved in any of these nistaros, any of this kabbalah.
Is it okay?
The Gemara does this a couple of times.